Thursday, Parashas Tetzaveh, Shir Samach Gimel.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we're discussing the bottom of Daf Zayin Amud Beis, top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, discussing the Machloikas. The Gemara speaks about whether or not Shiro is Tzrichi Shuma or Loi Tzrichi Shuma. First, the Gemara thought about it was just a shaila of whether or not we can trust when he says Chamshin, that is Takash Shavu Chamshin. Then the Ikad Army says no. The Machloikas is talking about Bekol Duhu or Bekol Duhu Nami Pligi. We had three Pshatim in that. Is it like the Marshoz Medayik in Toysis or like the Pnei Yeshua, like the Vilna Goin, that they're Pligi by Kol Duhu? Rabbi Yosef says, "Shava kesef, ariyu kekesef, ma kesef de kayitz, a shava kesef nami de kayitz." Rabbi Yosef holds that it's just like kesef needs is kayitz, so to shava kesef needs to be kayitz. And Rabba apparently argues, and Rabba says it doesn't need to be kayitz. We explained yesterday the machloikes is whether or not shava kesef is coming mitzad the kesef shabai or shava kesef is dabe fnei atzmai. Rabbi Yosef says shava kesef also needs kayitz. Zok the heilige gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef bino amin Allah. Where do I know this from? How do I know? What's my makar? Shava kesef. Like shava kesef also needs kayitz. The Tanya states in a brisa, mikesef miknasay bekesef unikne veino nikne betzvua vekelim. What are we talking about over here? An eved? Anyone? Ivri that says mikesef miknasay bekesef unikne veino nikne betzvua vekelim. You can be koinim with kesef. But you can't be koine with tvu and kelim. Hai tvu of kelim hechi dummy. It says you can't use tvu of kelim. What's it mean? Ilema doloi maknulu klal. If it means you can't use it at all, what do you mean? Yashiv gulasoi merachmana. The rabbi shava kesef ki kesef. The pasuk says yashiv gulasoi. The rabbi. That's interesting. Where is that pasuk? Not only by Eved Ivri. But in the very same pasuk that it says mikesef miknasoi, it says yashiv. So it's over there. It says kesef. Yashiv gulasoi merachmana. The rabbi shava kesef ki kesef. So you can't say you can't use tvuah mekelim. Pasuk says shava kesef. In the last bush of a pruta, if it means it doesn't have shabuta, my ear is tvuah mekelim. I feel kesef nami. Why are you saying tvuah mekelim? Even kesef nami won't work if it's pachas mishava pruta. Elalav the ispa shava pruta must be the hash shava pruta. Vekiven dolo kaitzi loy, meaning that it's not kaitz, it doesn't work. So can you use tvuah and kelim if it's shava pruta? Can you use it? Yes, but what do you need it to be? Kites. So what does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, Mikesef beknasa bekesef hu nikna ve'ena nikna betuvo ve'kelem? At this stage of the Gemara, what does it mean? Ve'ena nikna betuvo ve'kelem?
If it's not
kites. If it's not kites, says the Ateres Shmuel, he says it's okay. It's like mamish ikr chaser min ha-sefer. Min ha-sefer, when it says you can't use tuvo ve'kelem, it doesn't mean you can't use tuvo ve'kelem. It just means you can't use tuvo ve'kelem, it's not kites. So why it didn't say anything like that? It should have said, ve'ena nikna. Nikna medaber katzuv, and they don't nikna medaber shena katzuv. What does it mean? Nikna medaber tvuah
v'kelim. When you said that katzuv is each thing is either katzuv or not katzuv. It's not necessarily. It means there are certain things that are always katzuv, and there are certain things that are always not katzuv, unless it has a price tag.
Right. So kelim is a little bit.
Kalim.
What are kelim? What does kelim mean? Or any kelim?
Yeah.
Maybe, could be. Toivy suggests that maybe Tvua and Kalim are things that don't really have regular prices. I don't know why Tvua and Kalim. Those two things are things that don't have regular prices. Could be.
So
he says some. That's why I chose those two things. Those two things are the only two examples of things that are not katsiv. So that's why it's kilo. Should still say Tvua and Kalim that are not katsiv. In other words, that don't have a shuma.
You're able to use it if that's the main idea.
If it has a shuma, okay, it's still a little chaser.
Shiroi is also something that's not katsiv.
I understand, but the point is that it's not. You can use Tvua and Kalim. Just the, you just need a shuma.
You can also use
shiroi. And a chanami. But so why did it say you can't? Because of a nikna, it ain't a nikna b'tuva v'kalim. It is nikna b'tuva v'kalim. It's just it needs a shuma. So Tony's making it better. He's saying, because with Tvua and Kalim are things that maybe he's suggesting going out on a limb, and things that are naturally not katsuv, as opposed to other things that are katsuv. But the Teresh Shmuel says something else. Says that Teresh Shmuel, he says the pshat is false. What happens when you make it katsuf? What happens when you get a shuma? He says the pshat is as follows. We said be'etzen there's two different ways to look at shava kesef. You could look at shava kesef as no, at shava kesef. Two ways of looking at shava kesef. I could look at shava kesef as
representing money,
or I could look at shava kesef as it is itself something that has value. Do I look at, if I see a hat, do I say this hat is worth $10? So when I'm being Mekadosh with a $10 worth, or do I say that this is a hat? Mekadosh with the hat. Grind of the hat has value. I could use that. I could wear the hat. I could whatever I could do with the hat. Says that Teresh Shmuel, Kayetz means I'm not really looking at it as Tvo and Caleb. I'm looking at it as whatever it's worth. So when the Gemara says, "Bekesiv ukoine ve'ena nikna betvu of a kalim," what it means is, I can't be nikna with a tvu of a kalim of this object. I can be nikna with the money in it, which would mean that I would have to make it kayetz. The difference between if I'm being nikna with a kesef or with the actual object is, does it need kayetz? If you're being nikna with a chayfetz mitzad the chayfetz, so then I don't need to be kayetz. I need kesef kayetz. This is not kesef.
Don't we know that from Shabbat Pruta? We don't say Shabbat kesef, we say Shabbat Pruta.
It has to be Shavapruta. That's correct. It needs to be Shavapruta because in order for us to say that this is a Dabar Chashuv...
We know from Shavapruta, not necessarily that.
No, we're saying it has to be Shavapruta, but not because you're using the Shavapruta Shaboy, because if it's not Shavapruta, it's not a Dabar Chashuv. It has to be a Dabar Chashuv. You have to make Kaddish with a Dabar Chashuv, either with money that's Shavapruta, or an object that has a Pruta value of it. But it doesn't mean that we are being Mekadosh with the Shavapruta inside. It has to be something that's Shavapruta, perhaps. So when the Gemara says Tvo and Kalim, what the Gemara means to say is, let me try to say it a little clearer. We have said in the past, the Yisoyt, I don't remember if we said this man, maybe any of you remember, that every Chavetz has two things. I think we did say it this man. It has a Tzura and a Shavis. I remember where we said it. We said it this month. Yes, I remember where we said it. We spoke about it in Chalipin. Every Chayfetz has a Tzura and a Shavis. It's in the Chalipin, the beginning of the... Also this month. Every Chayfetz has a Tzura and a Shavis, right? The Tzura is the object. The Shavis is the value. So now, we say Shava Kesef is Kekesef. Is the pshat because really all we're focusing on is the value of the chayfetz, and therefore I'm being mekadosh with the money. It's like it's money. It's almost like I'm seeing money. Everything is the dollar sign. Or I'm being mekadosh with the tzura, with the object, and it has to have a value in order for me to use it. But I'm being mekadosh with the object. So l'chayra, that's going to be enough kamina whether you need kayetz or you don't need kayetz. If you're saying that you're really being Mekadosh with the money, so money needs kayetz. Kesef is kayetz. So the Shabbat Kesef also is going to need to be kayetz. But if you're being Mekadosh with the tzura, so then the tzura doesn't need kayetz. That's what the Gemara means to say. When it says, Bekesef miknasu, bekesef unikna, ve'eno nikna betuva kalim. You could be nikna betuva kalim if it's kayetz. The answer is, if it's kayetz and not being nikna with the tzura and kalim, I'm being nikna with the money that's in the tzura and kalim. So it's vital with the money, it's not with the tzura and kalim, sheboy. And that's the chorgon yipshat in the Joshua. This is the way we explain, according to the Vilna Goyin, that it's really a similar machlokes, and if you're saying they're arguing in Chamshin. What's the machlokes of Chamshin? So we said in machlokes if you need a shumer or not. Why is the isha some chadaita? If you're donning the shiroi, so she's some chadaita, the shiroi is the shiroi. Whether she has the money, doesn't have the money, the shiroi is shiroi. So therefore she's so mechdas. But if you're saying the shiroi is just a dollar, it's just a price tag, so then she thinks the price tag is 50, the price tag is 30, she's not so mechdas. The same machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef over here by whether you need kayetz is the machlokes of whether or not it's going to be a problem with some chadaita. Are we donning this as a chayvetz or are we donning it as a price tag? That's going to be the machlokes. Akoponim says the Gemara Vaiter. Says the Gemara, the Idach, the one holds that you don't need kites, or the other lishna of the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. Betoyres kesavu nikne, ve'ene nikne betoyres tvua ukelim, umayniu chalipin. So it says, it's nikne betoyres kesavu, ve'ene nikne betoyres tvua ukelim, but mayniu chalipin. Why is chalipin betoyres tvua ukelim? So, like we said then, when we first brought this up, that Rav Nachum explained the yisoid of chalipin is that it's koine with the tzura and not with the shavius. That's why chalipin works on pachas mishavapruta, because the kinyan of chalipin happens with the tzura. The kinyan really happens with the tzura, not with the shavis. So therefore, we're saying he's nikne be kesef and nikne be tzvua be kelim. What does that mean? With the tzvua and the kelim of the, you can't be nikne with this toiras chalipin. According to Rab Nachman says Paris cannot do chalipin. So you can't say that tvua is Torah's chalipin. If tvua, you can't Paris lo avdi chalipin. Ma'ikel amemar says the Gemara. Really, we're going to go back and say it's less l'shava pruta. The kamrit my ear tvua v'kelim. I feel kesef nami loy mi bay kamar. This is what you said. So what do you mean? If it's pachlan shabuto, what's the hava mean? You could use it. Even kesef can't do it. Loi mi boy karma. Loi mi boy kesef. The is b'shabuto in iloi loi. Not only kesef. That if it has a shabuto, you could use it. And if it doesn't, no. Avotu v'kelim ema. I might think me the mekar v'hanosa gomer makanya nafsha. I might think that because it has the hanos close, therefore it's gomer makanya nafsha. Even if it's pachois mishabuto kamash malon. Kamash malon that no. I would have thought that Kesef and Kalim work even if they're Pachas Mishavar Pruta. That was the Gemara's Hadat. So it comes the Drasha and says, no. Just like Kesef needs to be Shavar Pruta, also the Shavar Kesef needs to be Shavar Pruta. Okay. And according to this Pshat in the Gemara, we're learning this from a Pasuk. The Pasuk is, I would have thought, Makari Hanasa. So we have to figure out what's the Pshat in this Svar of Makari Hanasa. Comes along Rebuch Ber. And Rabbi Ochber is brought down by Rabbi David Pavarsky, and he asks a compelling question. And there's a Gemara on Daf Memvav Amid Aleph later on in Ar Masechta. The Gemara says that what happens if a person says to an isha, "Hiskad sheli b'tamara zu, hiskad sheli b'tamara zu." He says, "Be married to me with this date. Be married to me with this date." Right. So the Gemara says, if each date individually has a Shavar Pruta, or one of them, they're Mekudashas. If not, they're not Mekudashas. Now, what would it be if he says, Iskat Shili B'Tamara Zu, Ubezu, Ubezu, Ubezu? Then combined, we have to see if there's a Shavar Pruta. But he didn't say, he said, Iskat Shili B'Tamara Zu. Iskat Shili B'Tamara Zu. So it seems to be like he's trying to do it over and over again. So you look at each one individually. If it has a Shavar Pruta, if not, says the Gemara, "Hoisa echeles rishayna rishayna." If you're eating one by one, then I'm mekudeshes unless it has a shavar pruta. So the Gemara asks, "Why are you telling me eating it one by one? Even if you're not eating it one by one?" Says the Gemara, "Loi mi bai kama." And the Gemara does practically identical to our sugya. The Gemara says, "Not only if he doesn't eat it, but even if he eats it, which is." But which is a chelos, maybe because she gets instant, she's getting the hana right away. Therefore, I might think that maybe it works. Kamash malon, that it doesn't work. It's practically identical Gemara to our Gemara. The difference is that Gemara is going on a Mishnah. Our Gemara is going on a Pasuk. The pasuk says, "Mikesef miknasai ve'ena nikna b'tzvua v'kelim." We're coming to explain a pasuk. That Gemara is coming to explain a Mishnah. So there, often our Tosis asks a question. Says Tosis, "What's the havamina that it makes a difference?" Atu b'dida, is it tali b'dida? It depends on her love. Lo talu b'didol is kaddish b'pachas mishava pruta. So, if a woman decides she wants to mekaddish mishava pruta, less than shabbat is going to work? Of course not. So, what's the svara of mekar v'hanasa? What it makes a difference? That's the kasha. Hold on. Let me finish, and then you okay. Says Taisus enachanami. The Gemara's havamina wasn't a real havamina. The Tana's just saying it. Tana's can do that sometimes, not often. But the kalos, it's richusa, we don't really mean, there's really no major, really there's no difference. But you know, the Tanna's just said it just to make sure, like to, no one should think otherwise. It's not a real. But Frechter B'chaim, Frechter Baruch Ber, I don't get it. But our Gemara is the same Svara. And in our Gemara, we're saying it on a Pasuk. Can we just say the pasuk just said it, even though it's not a real chiddush? No, you can't do that. You can do that maybe on a Tana, and say the Tana was just trying to clarify, even though it's not a real chiddush. You're right. Normal people aren't going to make that deduction. That's not really a logical thing to think. It doesn't really make any sense, but the Tana said it anyway. You can't do that on a pasuk, says Rebbe Ochber. So what's Pshat in our Gemara? Yeter. Okay. That's his kasha. So let's get the kasha clear, okay? We seem to have practically identical Gemaras. Our Gemara and the Gemara on Daf Memvav. The Gemara on Daf Memvav, Tosis says, the Gemara is really, it's a very weak Havamina. Don't take it seriously. Says Rabbi Chabir, you can't say that in our Gemara. So if it's identical Gemaras, so what's going on over here? What does it say? Our Gemara says that you can, maybe I would think that Pachos Mishava Pruta on Shava Kesef, Tuva V'Kelem is going to work. Because Makar V'Hana Asa. And the Kamash Shemla, the Pasuk says, no, it doesn't work. The Gemara over there says, I would think that an Isha, if she eats a date, then maybe that'll work, even though it's Pachos Mishava Pruta, because Makar V'Hana Asa. The both Gemaras the same. So what's the difference? It comes along Rav Dovid Pivarsky and he says a beautiful Yisoid. He says, listen. Did the Gemara over there think that a date is different than a dollar? Is that what the Gemara is saying the difference is? A date and a coin? The Gemara says, the dates are Pachos Mishava Pruta. But if she eats them, then maybe her eating them is going to allow her to be Mekudeshes. Either case, she got a date. Both cases, she got a date. One of them she chose to eat. The other one she chose to leave on the side. So mitzad, the item that she got, is one more hanah friendly than the other?
No.
No, just one she chose to eat, the other one she didn't choose to eat. There, says Tosis, that's a ridiculous havamina. Because it's not totally in her. It doesn't depend on her. However, in our Gemara, the Gemara is contrasting a coin and a food item. Is there a difference in the chefta itself, in the item itself? One of them is more user friendly than the other. Absolutely, tvua, I have instant gratification. So maybe mitzad the chefta, this is a chefta which we could say you could get that is considered kesef. Over there, it's two dates. One she ate, one she didn't eat. Did she get anything different from him? Did he give her anything different? No, she just decided to eat it. So maybe, the Gemara says, maybe because she's so happy, therefore she's going to be Matan Nafsha. What type of smar is that? But over here, it's not a question of what she decided. One, you gave her a coin. The other one, you gave her a date. And the gratification of one is more accessible than the other. In other words, I would say this far is as follows. The idea that you need a Shava Pruta. Okay. The idea of Shava Pruta is that we need a certain degree of Hana. An Isha needs a certain degree of Hana. How much Hana is it when she gets less than a Shava Pruta? Let's give it a number. On a scale of 1 to 10, let's say it's a 2. 2 is not enough. 2 Hana is not enough. Pachos Mishava Pruta of Kesef, how much I know is that? It's 2. It's not enough. 2 is not enough. What about if you give her Pachos Mishava Pruta of food? Food. She can eat it right now. She doesn't have to go buy it. Let's say I'll give you an example. A woman is hungry. She's hungry. I say, here is Pachos Mishava Pruta, be Mekudeshes, and go buy yourself some food. Or I would give her right now Pachos Mishava Pruta of food in front of her. Which one is more valuable to her? The food. I don't have to go to my Makolet and buy and go. It's here right now, boom. So which one does she have more pleasure out of? The food. If that's the case, so maybe Pachos Mishava Pruta of food is already a 3 on the scale of pleasure. Maybe that's enough. Maybe 3 is enough. That's what the Gemara has to say. That no, Pachos Mishava Pruta, even of Hana, is not enough.
How do you read this into Tosis, what he holds about Pachos Mishava Pruta? I mean, he doesn't even deal with Hana, he deals with Kesef. And we don't don Kesef as being more than a Shava Pruta because Kesef, that has a certain amount of Hana. Kesef is Kesef because that's the set amount of Kesef, it's Shava Pruta. So you can't say that because something might have more hana, we're going to call it kesef.
It depends on why shava kesef is kesef. It's going to depend on why shava kesef is kesef. But the point is, the word that you need, that in other words,
if shava kesef is to get you to kesef, then this doesn't even start.
Right. If shava kesef is to get you to kesef, then it's not going to start. That's correct.
Also, why can we have that's a halam in a base off?
Right. It's not going to start. Because then it has nothing to do with Makar Ma'anosa. It's all about, I'm going to be selling. But the Gemara's Havamina here now is that Shavu Kesef is not in order to get you to Kesef. And if that's the case in this side of the Gemara, so then we could don that Shavu Kesef is a Dover Bifnei Atzmai. And in Echanami, Kesef is going to need Shavu Pruta, but this is not Kesef. And it's not to get you to Kesef. And this is going to be worth more. So it's equal to Shavu Kesef. What?
We're saying this in Rabbah.
Yeah. At this stage, Ikad Amri, it's an Ikad Amri. Right. Different shot.
How are we allowed to have such a halamina based on like an imaginary line that we don't know the guidelines for?
Well, that's the Gemara saying, listen, by Kesef, the Torah tells you, you need Shava Kesef. By Shava Kesef, but you need Prut, I mean. But by Shava Kesef, maybe even less than that is going to be enough. That's the Gemara, the Pasuk is coming to tell us, it's a Pasuk. So the Pasuk told us, don't think the Pasuk created the guideline for us. And Chanami, if I wouldn't have the Pasuk, I'd be confused.
You would think that you could learn out that you could use less than Kesef?
Not less than Kesef. In Shava Kesef, because your Hanot benefit is higher, maybe Shava Kesef will work. Because your benefit is higher over there. Because really what we're looking for is a degree of benefit. So in Kesef, I need Shava Kesef. I need a Pruta. But in Shava Kesef, my degree of benefit is higher even if it's Bakas Mishava Pruta. So therefore, I would think, but in the case when I gave her a Tamar, I gave her a date, I gave her the same thing. She decided one to eat, the other one not to eat. So she decided to enjoy one of them, not the other. It doesn't change what I gave her. I gave her the same thing. So says Tosfos, why is that going to affect the Havamina that she's going to be Mekudeshes and not Mekudeshes?
Doesn't Shabbat make more sense in Rashi?
So I would say that Tosfos' Kasha was only Shver Tosfos Lishitase. Tosfos says, what's the Havamina? Tosfos over there on Daf Memvav. Tosfos says, why would you think that just because she gets more Hanah that she can be Mekudeshes? It's not Tali in her. Tosfos says, the Havamina is not real. According to Rashi, you could even make the Havamina real over there. Why? Because why is the Ishanam Kudesh Bakhs Mishava Pruta? Rashi says, because of Gnaiva, Makanya Nafsha. Makanya Nafsha. Maybe over here she is Makanya Nafsha. So I can hear the Havamina being a legit Havamina. According to Tosfos Lishitas, he says, look, the reason why it can't be Makudesh less than Mishava Pruta is because it's not Kesef. It's nothing to do with you. La Makanya, period. Not you. So then why do we care that she decides she wants? It's the Denachanami, not real Havamina, forget it. But in Rashi, L'chayru, we can make the Havamina real. As Ari is pointing out.
I don't know if it's significant at all, but just like pointing out that it does say his scotch really, and not Harim, because that's just another case that the double things in.
Yeah, it says that a lot of the cases over here, it seems to be it's saying it's kachuli. I'm not sure why. Maybe because it's Shava Kesef, only Kesef is Arei Mekudeshes Li. Maybe all Shava, I don't know. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Says Rashi. Mikesef miknasai be'avet ivriksiv. Yashiv gulasai, yashiv kroy yaseirahu. The matzila mikhta lefiyam gulasai. So why is there a kroy yaseirah? Le rabbi shava kesef le'inyan pidyan. Kivan de mifrak be' aknuya nami makni be' dechsiv gulasai mikesef miknasai. This Rashi is saying something which I think is interesting. I didn't see anyone before in this Rashi, but I'm going to ask you a kasha. I think this is a bomb kasha. Where does the pasuk say Yashiv l'Rabbi Shava Kesef? By Eved Ivri. Now there's two components of Eved Ivri. There's Kinyan Eved Ivri, and there's Pidyan Eved Ivri. Kinyan Eved Ivri, Pidyan Eved Ivri. Well, we're going to see. Rashi's going to talk about that for a second. Hold on. Where is Shava Kesef Kekesef? By Pidyan Eved Ivri or by Kinyan Eved Ivri? Where? Rashi says, L'rabba Shava Kesef L'inyan Pidyan. The Pasuk is only talking about Pidyan. Or the Xeris Akasav of Yashav is talking about Pidyan. Now, That, according to Rashi, is a launching pad for Shava Kesef Ki Kesef everywhere. For example, according to Rashi, how do I know by Kiddushin Shava Kesef is Ki Kesef? Rashi said, because Yashuv the Rabbi Shava Kesef. So how do I know Shava Kesef is Ki Kesef? From Eved Ivri, from Pidyon of Eved Ivri. How do I know Shava Kesef is Ki Kesef? When I want to be koine sadeh from Eved Ivri. How do I know Shava Kesef is Ki Kesef? By anything else that ever happens anywhere in the world, from Yashuv Rabbi Shava Kesef. Right? Or in Ezekiel. Let's leave it at Yashuv for a second. Now Rashi says, let's finish off the Rashi. V'kivon d'mifrok bey aknuye nami mekanye bey. Being that you can be poida with Shava Kesef, you could also be koina with Shava Kesef. D'chsiv gulasoy mekesef miknasoy. Because the Pasuk tells us, says Rashi's Bavoni Akasha. Skash is, the Pasuk says you could do pidyon with Shava Kesef. How do you know you could do kinyon with Shava Kesef? How do you know? Oh, because the pasuk says, "Kivon de mifruk be aknuye nami makni be dechsev geulasa mikasev miknasoy." The geula, the pidyon, happens from kasev miknasoy. So Rashi's kilu saying, "Okay, hold on a second. I see that shav kasev by pidyon. I know shav kasev by kinyan. The gemara started off talking about kinyan. Gemara says, "Bekasev hu nikne ve'en nikne betuva ve'kayim." It's talking about the kinyan, and then we bring a pasuk of shav kasev by pidyon. Rashi's bothered, like, how'd you get from Pidyon to Kinyon? Says Rashi, oh, because there's a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Gula soy mi kesef miknasoy. The Gula comes from the kesef of the Kinyon. So you see that the kesef Kinyon and the Pidyon are connected. Why do you have to do that for? Is Kedushin connected to Pidyon? And still Kedushin has Shava Kesef Ki Kesef? Why? Because it says it by Yashuv, it's true everywhere. Rashi is not happy with that over here. Rashi says, oh, it's true by Pidyon, but who said it's true by Kinyon? Well, what's the problem? Yoni, you got the kasha? Rashi tells us Yashuv is the makar for Shava Kesef Ki Kesef, everywhere. If it's true everywhere, so then why do I need to somehow connect Pidyon to Kinyon in order to make Shava Kesef Ki Kesef for Kinyon of Eved Ivri? What do I have to connect them for?
Because Pidyon is a Chiddush. It's building on Kinyon, so you can't go back to Kinyon itself and can't do. And what are you building off? Kinyon,
what do you mean?
Pidyon. I gave the guy six shekel, now purchasing something back with purchasing back the power system.
Again, it says Yashuv the Rabbi Shava Kesef Ki Kesef.
But that, if that's just my Kinyon, opinion,
yeah.
What is Pidyon? Pidyon can only exist out of your Kinyon. You can't make a Kinyon the first thing. This is a redemption. Without the Kinyon in the first, but you don't have a Pidyon.
That's true, but Lamaisa, whatever the... Let's say the Kinyon doesn't work with Shava Kesef Ki Kesef, or whatever. But the Pidyon... What? Why not?
Because you can't compare a Pidyon by Kinyon.
Why not?
Because one is in and of itself a transaction. I'm buying something. One is only after you bought something. There's also a lot of reasons. The Gemara gives all these reasons.
Well, I'm saying. If I buy a hat and then I sell it to someone, so now he's buying it, so why not?
Because if you buy a hat from me and I buy it back, it's not the same thing as me buying a hat from Aaron and selling it to
Dovi. Why not?
Because this is sort of an extension of a previous kinyon, which is already done with Kesef. There's a kinyon done with Kesef.
So Yaakov is saying, big chedushim. Yaakov is saying that a pinyon is not really a kinyon. And the fact that there's Shava Kesef is Kekesef by Pidyon does not mean that Shava Kesef Kekesef by Kinyon. And therefore, in extension, if I don't know it's true by Kinyon, I also won't know it's true by Kedushin. I can only make that step once you tell me Shava Kesef is also Kesef by Kinyon. And Pidyon is not a Kinyon. Now, we actually discussed this on Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We said it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether or not Pidyon is a Kinyon or not. Rashi's Shita, we said Rashi says, Kinyon and Pidyon have to go together. Hoyel v'kesev choshev lifdoisa, kesev choshev nami liknoisa. We explained, based on something we saw from Rav Kalmanson, that means that the whole yisoid of the Pidyon is to undo the Kinyon. It's not really a Kinyon. As a matter of fact, Rashi holds, what happens if you were koine the eved with kesef? Can you be poide him with kesef? Yes. But what happens if you were koine the eved with shtar? Can you be poide him with kesef? No. Why not? Why not? Because the pinyon is not really a kinyon. All it is it's undoing whatever happened before. So mitzad atzma, it's not a kinyon. So the fact that you can use shove a kesef on a pinyon, I'm not doing a kinyon now. I'm not. This is just a. So what is Rashi saying? Yeah, but if I could use shove a kesef for pinyon, what does that automatically mean? I could use it for kinyon. So I see that in kinyon you say shove a kesef ki kesef, but I really only see that from the original kinyon. I don't see it from pinyon, Rashi.
Let's bring the pasuk to tell us that.
What?
Let's bring the pasuk for kinyon.
I think that's the way Rashi is expressed. Rashi says, "Geulasay mikesef miknasay." The geula is from the kesef miknasay. That's he's emphasizing this yisoy. The geula is from the kesef miknasay. I'm just taking out the kesef kinyan. So if this is shava kesef, that had to be shava kesef. That's exactly what Rashi. Rashi is just trying to express his understanding and how pinyan works. Now Tosfos didn't learn pinyan that way. According to Tosfos, pinyan is a kinyan mifnei atzmai. And according to Tosfos, you could be koine with kesef, you could be koine with shtar, and be koine with kesef. Why? Because pinyon has nothing to do with kinyon. Pinyon is a stand-alone kinyon on its own. It is a kinyon. So according to Tosfos, I don't need to tell me, why is yashuv, shavah kesef, kesef, finished. I see kinyon works, shavah kesef, kesef. In a chalami, according to Tosfos, you wouldn't need this. Says Rashi Vayter, v'kivan delo kaitzi loy, that was the Gemara thought. Says the Gemara, no, maybe b'toyres kesef, b'toyres damim hu nikna, bein shenayis nalav kesef, bein shava kesef, b'toyres damim akni, v'lo b'toyres chalipin. Shederach lasas chalipin b'tvua v'keilim, keilim shenemach sholav ish na'aloi, b'tvua anami d'chsiv kol dover. Rav Nachman, the perek hazav, peiri loy avdi chalipin. If nothing tefuah b'toris chalipin k'moy sudor liknas by sada ishum davar b'chalipin loykano. Rav Nachman holds if you give tefuah b'toris chalipin k'moy sudor, it's not going to work. Hay kol davar mefarish la kol nikne b'minah, and then you can be the object that you're a koina, you acquire with a minah. Hashda lekalameimah toris tefuah b'kelam haynu chalipin ma'ikalameimah. So it's an interesting diyuk here in Rashi. Rashi says, according to Rav Nachman, peiri lo avdi chalipin, if you give tvua, b'toyres chalipin k'moy sudar. What does Rashi want to say, k'moy sudar? What's his point? Chalipin, k'moy sudar. Why is Rashi doing that? So we actually had a similar Rashi on the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Rashi said, when it says an isha is not niknes b'chalipin, Rashi says kinyan sudar. Over there also, we like shtel, kinyan sudar. So we said, then it was based on Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, that there's etzem two different types of chalipins. One chalipin is kinyan sudar. What's the other chalipin? Shava b'shava. Shava b'shava. It sounds like what Rashi is saying here is, this that you cannot use tzvua and kelim, this is say peiri loy avdi chalipin. That's only if you're talking about what type of chalipin, sudar. But can you use chalipin of peiri for shava b'shava? Yes, shava b'shava you can do. The only thing you can't do is the kinyan sudar of is peiri can't be used for kinyan sudar. But for shava b'shava I can. So if that's the case, Frecht, the Ateres Shmuel, brings a kash from the Achroinim, and he brings this also Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that says that Mefurish. So he says, so then, what's the problem on our Gemara? Our Gemara says that we're being Mimayit Evet Ivri from Kinyan Sudar. He says, we can't, because Tzvua can't be Kinyan Chalipin. It can't be Kinyan Chalipin, but it can be Kinyan Shava. It can't be Kinyan Sudar, but it can still be Kinyan Chalipin. It could be Chalipin or Shava Shava. So maybe it's still Chalipin. What?
You're Kaina and Eved Ivri with Shava
Shava. Says the Teresh Shmuel that maybe that's not even Havamina. That's what. Let's just get the kasha down, okay, Toby? You're jumping the gun. Question is like this: our Gemara says an attempt that when the pasuk says mikneset and knasa mikneset hu nikna v'ena nikna b'tuva v'kelim, what does it mean? It means you can be kind to an eved with money, you can't be kind to him with tuva and kelim. What does that mean? Chalipin. You can't use chalipin. Now Rashi says the only chalipin that doesn't work is kinyan sudar. So says the Gemara. I'm sorry. The Gemara says that can't be what we mean, because tuva anyway can't be chalipin, because he holds peiri lo avdi chalipin. But Rashi says the only thing that peiri lo avdi chalipin for is kinyan sudar, but kinyan shava shava peiri can work. So why can't we say that we're saying eved ivri won't work with tvo and kalim in shava b'shava? Says Toivi, the pshat is as follows: shava b'shava means you're making an equal swap. Is there a havamina that I could do a kinyan shava b'shava with an Eved Ivri? We'll go back a little bit. The Gemara says the Havamina of being Koine and Isha was only Kinyan Sudar. Why only Kinyan Sudar? Why not Kinyan Shava B'Shava? So it's Chalipin. Why Kinyan Sudar? So we said, because there's no such thing as equal to your wife. You can't do Shava B'Shava with your wife. You can't say, I'm being Koine to you, Shava B'Shava. Therefore, the Havamina was only Kinyan Sudar. And perhaps over here also, the Gemara's Havamina was only that you've been Koine and Eved Ivri with Chalip. You can't be Koine and Eved Ivri Shava B'Shava. That's if you're understanding the Gedder of the Kinyan Eved Ivri is also a Gedder of that you're being Koine and...
Eved Ivri has a price.
What?
Eved Ivri has a price.
Right? But that's not a real price.
It's a market value.
Oh, so what Avi's saying is that the Chor, I'm not being Koine the Eved Ivri. I'm just being Koine the Shtamshas. By the Isha, there's no market value. By an Eved Ivri, there's a market value. So why can't you be Koine?
The market value is a Kuta.
What?
Market
of an Isha? You're not getting married for a while.
I'm saying, if there is, you're buying her Isha for a Kuta.
Okay, Rabbi, so I was thinking another teretz based on Avi's question as follows. All it says in the Brisa is, it says, Bekesavu nikna ve'ena nikna b'tzvua v'kelim. Ain't a nikna b'tzvua v'kelim. So we said, what's tzvua v'kelim? B'toyras tzvua v'kelim. What's toyras tzvua v'kelim? Chalipin. Now, if chalipin is done, kinyan sudar is being done with the tzura, like we said from Nachum. But if the kinyan is a kinyan chalipin of shave b'shave, so what's the kinyan being done with the tzura? Shave b'shave with the shavius. So then, it's not the Torah's chalipin. So you can't say that's what it means. It says in a nikna b'tzvua v'kelim. Let's do a tzvua v'kelim. Let's do a shave b'shave. So that can't be what the Brisa is referring to. I ask you a question. We said chalipin is nayel b'pachas mishave pruta. Chalipin of shave b'shave is nayel b'pachas mishave pruta? No. Not really. No. It has to be shave b'shave. It has to be shave. So this that we said, that chalipin is done with a tzura, is only kinyan sudar. So when the Gemara says this idea that when it's said, it means toiras tzvu and kelim, that means the tzura. That's only if you're doing kinyan sudar, not if you're doing kinyan shava v'shava. Therefore, it's not going to fit. So maybe Avi Shipper is saying there is such a thing as a shava for Eved Ivri, but that can't be pshat in the Braisa, because the Braisa is talking about using a kinyan has to do with a tzura. Ella lo oilam ve'in a nikna b'tvua kelim the kamar b'deles le shava pruta b'kayv anasa muzumanim le hanois mehem. So this is the end of the Gemara's first attempt. The Gemara then says another attempt. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef mino aminola.
Why does Rabbi Yosef fall off this first attempt? So
Gemara shlugged it up.
Yeah, but it's not really shlugged up. He says v'idach.
Yeah, so I know that's not a raya. You don't have a raya. Yeah, that's nice. He's trying to find something a little bit more compelling. It's not compelling. It's I hear you. You hear me too. So we're looking for something more compelling. Says the Gemara. Amar Yosef mino aminola. Now there's going to be something very fascinating. The simple flow of the Gemara seems to say that this Rabbi Yosef, Minoy Minala, is going on the Lishna Basra, which means Rabbi Yosef is coming to prove, how do I know that you need Kayetz? I don't know, you need kites. In the Lishna, the Ikad Amri. However, if you look in Tosfos, this says Minoy Minala, the Lishna Kama Maisi Raya. This is not a Raya point to Lishna Basra. It's a Raya point to Lishna Kama. Now, it's definitely not the simple flow of the Gemara. You have to figure out if why did Tosfos feel it's only bringing according to Lishna Kama, not the Lishna Basra. And the Gemara is going to have a whole discussion over here. We're going to speak about the idea of a sudar, about a person wearing a yarmulke, and the inyan of the importance of wearing a yarmulke. This Beis Hashem and more we're going to try to do on Sunday. I hope Sunday, it could be we're going to have to start a little earlier on Sunday just to get in a little extra in order to finish till the two dots. And then we'll have finished the sugya. I'd like to leave you with a thought on this week's parsha. Have you ever kumish? Pasuk says, "Va'ata titzaves bnei Yisrael v'yukhoi lecho shemen zayis zoch kosis lamor lehalois ner tomid lehalois ner tomid." The pasuk says, "What does it mean lehalois?" Says Rashi, "Madlik ad shetehei shaleves oila me'aleha." Says that the job of the kohen is being madlik the menorah. Is he's madlik ad shetei shaleves oila me'aleha? In other words, he has to keep his shamish there until the flame is already oila me'aleha. Sometimes it'll burn brightly as long as the shamish is there, but you take the shamish away, and then it starts like crackling and falling, and it's not steady. Has to be madlag shtei shaleves oila me'aleha. The Baalei Musar say that this is something that a person, this is a limud for any person that serves as a shamish. Shamish is someone who's coming to try to teach others, to share light with others. And you share light with someone, you have to make sure that you've got him to stand on his own two feet. Like the pasuk says, Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Hamidu talmidim harbe." You have to be maimid talmidim. Maimid means they have to be able to stand. If someone learns while he's in your proximity, but the moment that you leave or the moment that he leaves, he falls apart. So then, you haven't really done your job. So the litmus test of whether a rebbe is really accomplished, what he needs to accomplish, is what happens when the rebbe and the talmud are no longer in the close proximity. Was he maimid a talmud? Is it haste? And that's a rebbe's job. And it's something that sometimes you hear about situations where bachurim learn in yeshiva and they're learning great in yeshiva, and then they go with rachman letzlan. They go to Chutz Laaretz too early, which happens often. They decide themselves when they're ready to leave, and they decide, I'm ready to go, and they're not. And what happens? They go, and then they fall apart. So there you can't really blame the Rebbe so much, because the Talmud didn't ask, so he just left. But what happens when the Rebbe leaves? Then you have a problem, because the Rebbe's job is then to be here until his Talmidim are ready to go. So the hope is that that maybe we were able to shtelavek talmidim that are able to stand on their own two feet. Limaisa, I am going to be, looks like, taking leave at the beginning of next week, and I feel like the yeshiva is in a sakana gedola, because if our shir doesn't react in a strong way, the whole yeshiva can fall apart. And Baruch Hashem, we've had a very strong winter's month. And if all of a sudden the members of our chabur decide that it's time for them to take a vacation, then the whole yeshiva is going to take a vacation. If the boys in our shir decide that it's time for them to walk in the base marriage in Crocs, and it's time for them to, all of a sudden it's like not important that they should daven in hats and jackets, so then it's going to create an entire meltdown on the entire yeshiva. And sadly enough, the track record has not been exceptional for when I've left yeshiva. But the good news is that it's a new people, and we're a new stage in our lives. In other words, even the people that have been here and have fallen apart in the past, that's the past. Masha haya haya. But we're now in the present. So I think that it would be a tremendous accomplishment for all of us. And also, it would reflect, it would give a little bit of a indication of where we're at as far as our relationship, if the yeshiva manages to continue to function. I've been told that Gedolei Yisrael said that when a Rosh Yeshiva leaves, his atzlocha, he has in Chutz Laretz, it depends on what happens in the yeshiva when he's gone. If the Bachrim decide that they're going to all, like, you know, not function, then it won't go well. It's not going to be matzliach. So aside from everything else, the atzlacha of what we're going to be doing, Be'ez Hashem, is going to depend on you. We're going to try to give you some sort of structure so that you can have goals and something to to try to work on. But regardless of those goals, I think that every person here has to realize that a lot of where the yeshiva is going to, how the yeshiva is going to end the zman, is going to depend on what you do over the course of the next week and a half. So Be'ez Hashem, v'siyat d'shmaya, you should be zoicha. Just like the Shalhevis was Oila Me'aleha, so too every one of us, our Ner, our Neshama, our Ruach, should be Oila, and we should be Zoicha to have Chizuk. Have a good chance.